Now back to the City Current Radio Show, hosted by Jeremy Park.
Welcome back to the City Current Radio Show. I'm your host, Jeremy Park. We are honored to welcome our next guest. They're longtime City Current partners. They're doing amazing things here in our community, and now they have something new and exciting to release as well. It's called Go Safe by OneScreen. We're joined by our good friends, Chris Miller. He's the president and CEO of Yuletide Office Solutions, and Robert Phillips, director of marketing. So Robert Phillips, Chris Miller, how are you two doing?
Man, doing great. Hey, listen, we're in business, so that's a plus.
Yes, sir, indeed. Let's start with a little bit of background with Yuletide Office Solutions. Then we'll dive into a really cool story in terms of bringing Go Safe by OneScreen to the Mid-South as an opportunity, an exclusive opportunity through Yuletide. But for listeners, give them a little background, because for you all, extremely giving, charitable company, heavily philanthropic in terms of making a difference here in the Mid-South, but it all revolves around office supplies and allowing companies to make sure that they're productive and efficient and effective. So Chris, give us some background.
So what's office supplies these days? Now, truthfully, my business started in the office supply world, 1972. So obviously through the years, we've moved from office supplies into the janitorial supplies, into design, furniture, printing, promotional, and today we're in the PPE supplies. So mask, gloves, sanitizer, and the GoSafe. So that's technology. So, you know, if it's something that an office uses, more than likely we're the person to come to that can find it for you.
And the thing that's always stood out to me about you and your team is the customer service. Extremely driven toward making sure that it's easy to work with you, but also too, that you go above and beyond. And whether that's on the delivery side, the engagement of being proactive and saying, hey, you know, what do you need? Like, we're here to help. Whatever it is, you make it really easy. Talk about customer service.
Well, I mean, you know, people have so many choices these days. Hey, listen, Google is the biggest thing. So, you know, customer service, I stress that to my team. We are a yes, we can company. It's even on our website. You know, it goes right along with everything else that we do. We want to go the distance and go beyond in order to find that product and to give that customer an honest, truthful answer. So customer service is everything. I mean, because anybody can find product on the internet. So we want them to come back to us, and we want to find that odd item, or you need something today. If it's in this city, we're going to get it to you.
Share on your end, because I think it's also something when you talk about the internet is you are a part of a buying group and a consortium. And so I think it's one of those where you have the power on both ends. One, to support a local business that is extremely giving and charitable and pouring back into the community. At the same time, though, because of the leverage that you have, you're competitive on pricing. So I think that's a huge thing for people to understand.
Yes. We've been in a buying group now for probably 30 years. You know, that we basically buy directly from the manufacturers, and we had to buy it ahead of time and store it in our warehouse. We have the capabilities of millions of products, you know, and again, we can get it to you the next day. So we have a couple of different warehouses, one right here on site, and then we have one that's got like 1 million square feet that we can pull from and again, get these items to you same day, next day, and the prices are competitive. You're going to find that we're competitive with anybody out there on the internet or right here in Memphis.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing is, you know, back to my point before is you as a company are extremely giving. You're supportive of all the nonprofits, you and your team serving on the nonprofit boards, volunteering, giving back. And so for anyone, when you look around the city, you see the Yuletide Office Solution trucks, but you also see you and your team out serving. And I think that's a very important piece of this equation, is that you're trying to lift the city with all of us, which is really special. Talk about giving back.
The Mid-South Food Bank, that's been a huge one for us. And Port Elizabeth is another one. Those are two large companies that we take care of. But the food bank, my gosh, with what's going on now, I mean, obviously we partnered with City Current to hit the City Current members as well as our customers on the food bank. We do a food drive that usually starts in May and goes through July. You know, we make it easier. Our drivers are throughout the city every single day, so we just add that to their stops. And, you know, and these companies have been very, very giving, you know, as far as, you know, helping with the food bank. And So that's what we're doing. We're part of the mobile food drive. What I did is I brought the mobile food drives to Lindenwood Church, where we started with 250 families, and now we're up to 500 families that we feed every 2 weeks. They lay a course out, and the cars drive by, have their trunks open, and you set the food in the trunk. And, you know, so you're distanced from those, you know, from the people that are coming through. But, oh, my God, you know, we all know how unemployment is right now. I mean, we all know so many people, like we discussed earlier, that are not working. So, you know, so this is a way for me to get back and for Yuletide to get back to the people is by putting this food drive on.
Well, I just think it goes back to when you look around, like I said, you and your team are heavily involved. And I love that heart for service. It's customer service on the business side, but it's the heart for service of making a difference in the community that I really appreciate and love about Yuletide, you and your team. So let's carry this forward. Talk about the step into, obviously, the protective gear, what that means for companies, and then we'll talk all about Go Safe by OneScreen.
You know, obviously when COVID-19 hit, you know, thank goodness we were already in the janitorial, you know, been in the janitorial for years now. And a lot of those products that are in the PPE business, which is personal protection, you know, we were already working with those products anyway with a lot of our customers. It just wasn't the volume of what it is today. You know, so, but we've always dealt with the disinfectants and towels and toilet tissue, but mask and gloves. Gloves have been a part of our inventory for some time. But obviously, it's a whole new segment of business, because when you get down to it, yes, I started in the pen business, okay, folks. But who cares about a pen right now? It's all about PPE business and wipes and you know, and things like that, in order to sanitize your business and to make sure that your employees are safe. And you know, that's our specialty right now. You know, our customers are calling us and asking us, what do you have that's going to keep us safe, you know, from this COVID-19? And we have the products, and we have the equipment, like the dispensers that put out the hand sanitizer and mask. Oh my God. You know, we have sold more masks than I could have ever dreamed of right now. So, you know, we have our own PPE catalog that's on our website that makes it very easy as far as having a link. And then all of our customer service and our salespeople are trained on the PPE business. So, you know, make sure that, you know, if you don't know or you have questions about PPE or disinfectants, we've got the team that can help you do that and help you run through what you're doing now and what you need to add in order to make sure that you're up to par in protecting your employees.
So let's carry that forward. Talk about Go Safe by OneScreen. You've had a long history of trying to bring the kind of OneScreen to market here. And now there's a new technology called Go Safe by OneScreen that you're the exclusive provider for the Mid-South in this area. And so with that in mind, it's a body temperature, facial recognition, using artificial intelligence. You've got Qualcomm technology with this. So there's a lot to this, but dive into the world of Go Safe by OneScreen.
Well, you know, what everybody needs to be to know, and I'm sure everybody's thought about it, if you own a business, is number one is protecting your employees and also, you know, protecting your customers, you know, with, you know, I have drivers out there, so I got to make sure that they're masked and that they have gloves you know, so it's a two-part thing. We're protecting our customers and I'm protecting my employees. And so I was very blessed by OneScreen that they came up with a new product called Go Safe, and it actually does your temperature, and you can be up to 3 feet away, and you can actually, you know, if you're a company and you want it, you do want it to protect your employees, you can actually load your employees inside the Go Safe software, and it can work as an attendance record as well, so that they come in every morning. They get in front of the GoSafe machine and it does their temperature. Okay. And if they're running a fever, then it's going to put an alarm out that or an email, okay, to whoever you want that email to go to that's going to be working with, you know, that your employees, which is probably going to be the HR managers. But, you know, you want to make sure that employee doesn't come in and infect your other employees. So, because like most people should be doing now. Obviously, you make sure they go to the doctor before they can come back to work. So it is called the Go Safe. And then another thing is that, you know, I'll be honest with you. I mean, if I would feel better if I went out to a restaurant or I went into a place of business, if they had one and I saw that they were making sure that they were screening their customers that were coming in, because no matter what, you want to feel the safer you can feel when you go into, when you're out in the public, the better it's going to be. If somebody's stopping you at the door and checking your temperature, man, aren't you going to feel safer about going on inside?
Yeah. And for schools, obviously too. And I think, you know, what we're talking about is it looks similar to like a phone, I guess, is the easy way to describe it. But for those who can see it on the screen, you can see the full deal. But basically you walk up to it and it scans. And to your point, there's a difference between having people self-report and say, oh, my temperature is fine. And you know, there's a gray area there versus this is something that you can put on the entrances. You can have this as a, basically as people walk into your facility, you can have them get scanned. And to your point, you can have already your team loaded in. So when they walk up, it scans, it gets your temperature. It also can read, because you can program all these different elements, if you're wearing a mask or not. Mm-hmm. And so you can make sure that all of these check marks that need to be kind of, you know, checked off are done before your team walks in. And so to your point, that way you ensure that your team is safe. And at the same time, as customers walk in, you can have them go through the same experience, just like students at a school, to make sure that everyone truly is falling within the realm of safety.
Yes, yes, most definitely. So it is a two-part thing. It's protecting your employees. And if I'm walking into a place and I'm going shopping for something, I'm going to feel that much more comfortable about the experience going in, knowing that they're checking my temperature before I ever walk in there. So yeah, it's a two-part thing. So it's been selling like hotcakes too. It's where, you know, because the need is there.
Talk about how it works, because I know that you can buy them outright. You can also go on a payment plan. There's different structures. So talk about pricing and how it works.
I mean, you can buy them outright, which they're they're from anywhere from $2,700 to probably $2,500 if you buy it outright. And then you pay a one-time fee as far as having it set up. It's called a setup fee. And then you can buy a warranty, which the it comes with a 1-year warranty, but then you can go ahead and buy a 2-year warranty and then a 3-year warranty. And those warranties run from what?
$199 and $249 for year 3.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, or if you don't want to buy it outright, you can turn around and lease it.
Yeah. They've modeled it kind of like when you go to the Verizon, buy a phone. You can do a payment plan, so you can plan your budget a little bit around that. That's $85 a month for the unit, so you can. It's easier if you need to acquire more than one at one time. You're not putting out that investment so much at once. So yeah, it's really up to you. They made it easy.
Yeah.
Share maybe one or two of your favorite things that you think everyone should know. I mean, I go back to the artificial intelligence side and the fact that you can program this in, but I know that it can basically take on a pretty large responsibility for the number of people it can work through and with. So talk about maybe one, you know, for each of you, kind of one of your cool things that you think everyone should know about it.
Well, I mean, if your corporate office is right here in Memphis, Tennessee, and yet you've got several offices right here, you're a regional company and have offices throughout the South, you can go set up this GoSafe throughout your whole entire, you know, the region and load everybody's picture in there and keep up with your whole company as far as temperatures. And again, it you can keep up with their work record and everything else. So I think, you know, they made it easy with the fact that, 30,000?
30,000 scans, you know, each device can hold.
Yeah. So, and then you, no matter what, you can also store them. Even if you have more than that, somebody like a FedEx or something, you can store something like that. And so I love the fact that it can just about do anything, Jeremy, as far as helping companies with their employees, like time sheets, and as well as keeping up with their health as well.
It also has a access control reader. You can, if your facility has a card scanner, you can use that. It can also integrate, they have an open API which you can use to integrate if you have access control doors. And it can also work with, if you use any kind of attendance management software, they make that available as well. So for the development teams to integrate. So there's a lot of flexibility with the device that comes with it.
Yeah, very cool. Well, let's wrap up. Tell everyone where they can go to learn more about the device and where to go. So talk about website, social media, phone number. Where do we go to learn more?
YuletideOP.com. We'll take you right there.
So make sure everyone check them out, YuletideOP.com. Chris, Robert, thank you for all you do and for coming on the show.
All right, man. Thank you, Jeremy. Appreciate it. Stay safe.
This has been a presentation of the City Current Radio Show. To learn more, visit citycurrent.com or call 901-321-1020. Follow the conversation on social media at City Current or Jeremy C. Park. Tune in each week to listen across the Cumulus Media Memphis Network.
Lipscomb and Pitts Insurance is proud to power the City Current Radio Show. Our mission at Lipscomb and Pitts Insurance is to protect your business, employees, and family while enriching and impacting our community. As the Mid-South's largest privately held insurance agency, Lipscomb and Pitts worked with over 200 different insurance providers offering commercial, employee benefits, and personal insurance. If you're looking for a relationship based on performance, call 321-1000 or visit lpinsurance.com.